A graceful tune for this graceful city of Spokane, with so many beautiful red brick and stone buildings from the 1880s, out of the early fortunes that were made in timbering and mining. Beautiful buildings like the old Review building, made of brick, but looks as if it had been carved out of a single piece of red sandstone. And the Bennett block, a little jewel of a building with painted cast iron columns along the display windows, and the Jockey Club, and there's a fine old brick creamery here, and the amazing county courthouse, which is a castle here in Spokane. Buildings of such elegance, I doubt we'd ever be able to build things like them again. That's one part of the history of Spokane, but of course there's the much earlier history of the Spokane peoples, and Pauline Flett has joined us to talk a little bit about that. Pauline, welcome to our show. The Spokane population back in 1880, when Spokane was boom, when the city of Spokane was booming, the population of Spokane peoples was about 3,000, and a terrible smallpox epidemic killed off many of them at the turn of the century, so that currently there are about 2,500 Spokanes, some of them living in the city, others on the reservation. Pauline has been working hard to preserve the Spokane language. She taught it for years at Eastern Washington University. She, along with Dr. Barry Carlson, authored a Spokane language dictionary, and she's been working for the Spokane tribe, transcribing Spokane oral history tapes that were recorded 30-some years ago. Are you able to understand everything that you hear on those tapes, Pauline?
Oh, yes.
Yes?
Spokane is my first language.
It was your first language.
Mm-hmm.
It was the language of your mother and also your father?
My mother, grandfather, great-grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
As far back as I can remember.
Where did you grow up, Pauline?
I grew up on the Spokane Indian Reservation, near the confluence of the Colville and Spokane Rivers.
Yes. The language is understandable by other peoples, other tribes off to the west. Is that true?
Those that are nearest us, like the Cross River or the confederated tribes of the Colville Indians, mm-hmm. we can understand each other. The Inchilim people and the Keller people,
mm-hmm.
are similar, you know, because we're nearer, but the further away we go, the less we can understand each other.
Yes. Somebody told me, is this true, that there are only about 50 speakers of the language today?
That is correct. There's just about 50 left.
Can it be saved?
That's what I'm trying to do now. I'd get it all written down and for my kids and grandkids and great-grandkids and everybody else's great-grandkids.
This is a story that you transcribed from a tape made by a woman named Sadie Boyd,
mm-hmm.
who died about 8 years ago at the age of 104. How do you say that in the Spokane language?
See peace, ma'am, ease is the Sadie Boyd story. And Chwet Balking, she's past 100 when she died.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the title of the story?
A Sippy is Palumpt.
A long ago legend.
Tutens Kasipi, who cast Sutult, he quant to Huriplus Tulich, Bespast, he met Mutlsch, she eatuch adds out.
From long ago, we were told that suddenly the earth quaked. It was awesome as it bubbled like a giant pan of boiling gravy, wave upon wave upon wave, fore and aft.
Shat me slias kalih, at sa sa tsae, at sa sa oti, quentin's look, bulle we yes tulih, yad mok, Quand schauet sind it ip me nach Yahweh Yurs at Utsil at the Ostend.
People were running helter-skelter, screaming, crying, as the land pulled apart, swallowing them up, swallowing the animals, trees, everything.
Quantia had stirred her at the watchanty, at the pacey, hoy better to stuli.
All this time it was also thundering, lightning was flashing, its blue, eerie lights, and the rain was pouring, flooding the land.
Et asel, mis de tuit, hu mis shashutum, chitin noir, hut er cheats and schoolsum, tru shawelt the art. Hoi, huat uul, hasn so art uusel.
Two young people, a boy and a girl, met and helped each other to reach Mount Spokane. From there they watched the awesome spectacle. Finally the storm ended. The water receded.
Who witches she shoot what up? Who witches ya quamkum steep matk who lust a hat?
Then they noticed way down below them a flowing stream. They followed it, coming upon a beautiful waterfall and rapids. They went further on to the calmer waters.
Ani stemplisha antishatku. Simlich simkumana.
What is that crawling in the water? Look, it's a salmon, she cried. A rosy around the ears salmon, a steelhead.
Sha utsamlich hu huliil. O quanto chato sal, o chit, o sen humana e, o sen tutuli hui, o lus castilni.
The discovery of salmon was what brought them life and the hope of survival. From these two young people arose the three clans, the upper, the middle, and the lower Spokanes.
Sheu hoi.
That is all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Pauline Schrepp.
A heroic woman trying to save a language which only has 50 speakers.